And here we go again. Another bank threatening to bite the dust as governments consider a bailout. This time it's not bad home mortgages, it's bad debt, loans to faltering countries. Today, all eyes in the financial world are on the French-Belgian bank Dexia. If it fails, will it trigger another global financial crisis like the collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2008? Howard Schneider covers international economics for the Washington Post. So, Howard, just tell us, this story has been burbling all week, but for a lot of Americans, it's sort of, you know, what? Dexia? What's that?
Well, yeah, the bank is a French-Belgian lender. It's based in Brussels, owned a little bit by France, a little bit by Belgium, and with a big government stake since they were bailed out for the first time in 2008. Now they may be heading towards another bailout, another round of government guarantees. Why do we care about this? We care about this because, you know, as Lehman Brothers showed us in 2008, you're never quite clear what's connected to what and who's going to be sort of left standing when the game of musical chairs ends. So any bank failure in Europe is a concern.
And Dexia is especially so because it's heavily invested in government bonds. It lends money to countries like, Greece, Italy, and Spain that are struggling with debt.
That's right, as do a lot of banks in Europe. Banks have sort of been encouraged by various regulatory issues over there to sort of lard up on government bonds over the years, and now this is coming back to haunt them. Dexia happens to have quite a bit, you know, particularly in Italy and Spain, and the big issue over there right now, just as it was with home mortgages in the U.S., is are those loans, are those investments worth what they paid for them?
Well, and there are other things that sound familiar. Regulators apparently signed off on the bank. It passed a stress test despite not having enough capital cash on hand to cover for countries failing to pay off debt. And the U.S. has been pushing for banks in Europe to help it now again. Are European leaders stepping up to the plate to help the bank again?
Well, the French and Belgian leaders are. The question is whether or not there's going to be a sort of a broad European effort to pump a bunch of new money into the banking system there to make sure that it can withstand, say, a default of Greece or a credit run in Spain or something of that magnitude. The problem with the stress test you refer to is that they did not include any discount, any possible losses on these tens and hundreds of billions of dollars in sovereign bonds that the banks collect. Own. So without having that, you know, it's like dealing with all the issues except the one that really needs to be dealt with.
Well, we read Goldman Sachs sent out a research note this week warning they now expect a European recession beginning in the fourth quarter. And they say that'll produce problems here in the U.S. Credit will be tighter, weaker growth for U.S. exports.
Right.
So, you know, as Ezra Klein writes, a financial collapse just as the 2012 election gets underway. But what does this mean if this bank is not rescued?
Well, Dexia itself, I don't think is what they call a systemic threat. In other words, I'm not sure that if Dexia itself failed, that would mean a whole lot in the U.S. They used to be very big in the municipal bond market in the U.S., and you could make the argument that their absence from that market might mean higher interest rates for small towns that are trying to finance public schools or things like that. But, you know, they kind of pulled out of that for the most part already. So I'm not sure that the sort of direct knockoff to the U.S. is going to be that great. The issue is always in Europe right now, one of confidence. So if this bank fails and the governments, probably the governments will step in and rescue it. But if you were to have a failure there, then it's always the question, what's next? You know, is there another bigger, larger, more systemic institution waiting in the wings?
Do you think, Howard, that the problem in Europe is what some people say the problem here is in the U.S., a political problem rather than a financial one? That is it a political will in Europe?
Well, yeah, to some degree. The issue in within the Eurozone, the 17 countries that share that currency, is always that there are 17 of them. Now, you can imagine if each of the 50 states had to approve everything that Congress and the Senate did. Right, that's what you have in Europe right now. So you not only have sort of European level legislators and officials who are talking about these issues. When they do something, then each national parliament has to vote on it as well, and any of them can shoot it down. It's a very laborious process.
Howard Schneider, he covers international economics for the Washington Post. Howard, thank you.